One of the hardest things in life to do is wait when we're anxious about something. Think about waiting for the results of a medical test. When you're worried about what the results might be. Think about the last time you were waiting to hear about a job application. We're anxious we might not get the job, but we're just as anxious about the new responsibilities and the new people we'll end up working with. And we're not just anxious for ourselves. We can be anxious for other people as well. Members of our family who are having a hard time, and friends who are undergoing trials. Our anxiety also extends to people we don't even know, like those who are affected by disasters or violence, those we pray for almost every Sunday. There's something contagious about anxiety. I bet your anxiety level went up considerably just since I started talking. Anxiety is an epidemic in our lives today. Even groups can be anxious as we respond to changes, and churches are no exception. And when we're anxious, it's hard to concentrate. It's hard not to worry. It's difficult to recognize the wonderful things God brings our way every day, let alone enjoy them. And for some reason, when we're anxious, we tend to deny it. As though we should always be totally in command of everything that happens to us. Me? Anxious? No! Even churches get anxious. Especially when we've undergone so many changes and there are more to come. How do we hang in there? Simply, peacefully, together. The answer is simple. Whether we have an interim pastor or a new pastor, whether our Sunday school is at 10 or our faith formation is at 11, whether we have 60 people attending regularly or 600 we have to accommodate, trust in the Lord. The Bible tells us over and over again, trust in the Lord. The answer is simple. The doing, not so much. It takes faith in God, and it takes faith in each other. An important step on the way to having faith in each other is getting to know each other better. So back in the fall, we had a series of discussions about our church. After the discussions, the transition team distilled some core values from the conversations we had. The values were affirmed at board and presented at the congregational business meeting. In your bulletin this morning, there are copies of the version that was presented at the congregational business meeting. Changes have been suggested since then. So please take a copy and consider what your own suggestions might be. To make it clear, these are not something we want to set in stone. They are not a set of rules. And we don't want to ignore them. This is an ongoing conversation about who we are individually and collectively, about why we are here at this time and in this place. We're talking about extending Christ's love, embracing a growth mindset, building our community, and building relationships with the community outside our church, forming our faith, dealing creatively with our conflict, and our willingness to be known. What is important to us? How do we want to present ourselves outside our church? Who do we want to become, both personally as we grow in the Spirit and as a congregation? Who are we as the body of Christ? Moving and responding to what God sets forth for us. When we are anxious, it's tempting and easy to blame and complain. But trusting in God requires a heart that is hopeful and kind. It takes resilience and patience. It looks for beauty in every person and circumstance. It takes strength and courage to be ourselves as we work together to do what Micah says God asks of us: to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God.